Oliver Papunj, the Cam River Fighting Walleye have been the best team in the Superior International Junior Hockey League since the 10-game mark of the regular season. That's when veteran coach Larry Wintonik stepped behind the bench, taking over from Dwight Lee, the team struggling to a 5-5-0 start. Under the Wintonik's guidance, the Fighting Walleye went the 1st of August 31, a .787 winning percentage, just slightly ahead of the Dryden Ice Dogs, whose the 5th of September 36 record earned them top spot and the number one seed entering the SIJHL postseason. Cam River then swept the Ironwood Lumberjacks out of the playoffs in four games in the opening round, a series that ended on March 26. They'll take on their crosstown rival Thunder Bay North Stars in the best-of-seven semifinal, a series that gets underway Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Norwest Arena. Here's a breakdown of some of the key factors in the series, starting in goal. Goaltending. Cam River. Ashton Sadauskas was probably the top goaltender in the SIJHL this season, posting a 2.39 goals against average and a .926 save percentage in 35 starts, going 2-5-9-0. Keenan Marks can be spectacular at times, but isn't quite as consistent as his Cam River counterpart. His goals against average crept over 3.00 in the first round against Fort Frances, giving up four or more goals in four of the seven games before finishing off the Lakers with a Game 7 shutout. Advantage. Cam River. Defense. The Fighting Walleye don't get a lot of offense from the blue line, but that's because they're too busy keeping pucks away from their net. Cam River allowed a team lowest 118 goals in 50 games this season. Evan Lachimea led all Cam River defensemen with 8 goals. Tag Bryson led all defenders with 56 points, but scored just once in 48 appearances for the North Stars, whose defensive core is a little less experienced than Cam River's. Jameson Franz isn't afraid to join the play. Thunder Bay's defensemen can get a little careless with the puck in their own zone, at times. Advantage. Cam River. Forwards. Daxton Lang and Jet Mintenko were 1-2 in the SIJHL scoring race, combining for 168 points. But if they're not scoring, the Fighting Walleye aren't as deep as they were last season, when they boasted 620 goal scorers. The North Stars may have more depth up front than their opponent, with 5 players collecting 50 or more points and 11 players with double-digit goals. Captain Tyler Jordan was second in the league with 32 goals, and scored 12 points in the opening round. Rookie of the Year Evan Simeone had 56 points in 47 games, adding 7 more against Fort Frances as a 16-year-old. Advantage, Thunder Bay. Special teams. The North Stars had the best power play percentage in the league, scoring at a 27.5% clip. But the Fighting Walleye weren't far behind, connecting on 25.4% of their man advantage situations. The Stars were successful on 88.4% of their penalty kills, compared to 85.1% for Cam River. Advantage, Thunder Bay. It's close, but the North Stars were just a tad better in the regular season. Prediction, Cam River in 6. The two teams split their 8 games in the regular season, each team winning 4. Sadauskas will be the difference maker in this one. The Fighting Walleye have beaten the North Stars in both previous playoff meetings, sweeping them in the semifinal in 2022 and edging them in 7 to win the Bill Salonen Cup in 2023. Games 1 and 2 will be played Friday and Saturday night at Norwest Arena. The series switches to Fort William Gardens for games 3 and 4 on Tuesday and Wednesday. Puck drop is 7 p.m. for all games.